We are learning Masechtas Nidah Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom line, Umay Ika. We just already said three different pshatim in Shammai, why Shammai holds that if a Isha sees dam, Shammai holds that if she worked with food an hour ago, that food is not Tameh, because we assume she's only Tameh from now on. And there was three pshatim why. First pshat in the Gemara was because she has a cheskes tyra. The second pshat was that if she saw a dam an hour ago, she would have felt it. The third pshat is that she would have seen the dam, would have came out. Those are three pshatim in Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, Ma'ike ben hani lishna l'heich nishna. What's the difference between the last two lashonis to the first lashon? The first lashon is al chazaka, and the last two lashonis are because she would have felt the dam coming out, or she would have seen the dam. What is the difference between those two and the one lashon of chazaka? So Gemara answers, Ika b'nai, the difference is, l'mirmi chavis u'mikva u'mavud. To ask a kasha from the cases of chavis, which is a case where the wine turned to vinegar, mikva, where the mikva was found missing 40 saw, u'mavud, where you found the sheretz in the mavi. So we had a kasha in those three cases, that why is it vaday tamay there, or safak tamay there, why don't you go basa chazaka? So it's only shver l'heich lishna, only for the pshat of chazaka, Ika b'nai, ask the kasha. L'hayin lishni, the other two lashonis hold as no chazaka. And the only reason why by dam we say it happened now and not before is because either she would have felt it or she would have seen it. And those reasons don't apply by chavis mikva mavi. So, lahech lishni ik lemimru. For the first lashon of chazaka, you can ask the kasha of chavis mikva mavi. Lahani lishni, for the last two lashonis, leka lemimru. There's no kasha. Umayike ben hay lishna lahech lishna. What is the difference between the lashon of the last two pshatim? What's the difference to the last two pshatim? One pshat was that she, my gasha, she feels dam coming out. The other pshat, she sees the dam coming out. What's the difference between two reasons? Ma'ik mehalish lahedlish, no? Labaya ika maich. Labaya difference is if she has a maich. A maich means that like some katan inside there. Anytime she has katan inside there, so if it is second lashon, if it is the last lashon, really third, that she would have seen dam, that's not a raya, because maybe this held it in. But if it is the reason for my gashas, no, she wasn't my gesha, so she probably didn't see the dam until now. And the Rabbi, the same thing. Also, if the third lashon, there'll be a chash that she's tameh because maybe it came out before. And but if the second lashon, my gesha, she will not be tameh because she would have felt it. Those are the three lashonis, three pshatim in Shammai. Soon, later on, we'll have a fourth pshat. First thing, Gemara wants to bring a riot, the third pshat. Tanya kahai lishna. There's a brisa that sounds like the third lashon. The im iso da havadam yikara va'asi, like the lashon that says that if there would have been dam, it would have came earlier. What's the raya? Because the braisa says like this: Amla hil l'shamay, hil tanis l'shamay. Iyata moidi, don't you agree to me? Bekupa shestam shabay tahiris. You have this big basket, a rectangular basket. It's like 2-3 amas long, wide, you know. And you remove tahiris b'zavazu, and you look to the other corner and you see a sheretz there. Into sheretz b'zavazacheres, you find a sheretz in the other corner. The loch is shetaros harishonis tameis. The loch is that even the tires I took out now are tame. And beitzil tashami, don't you agree to me? It's tame. Why? Why is it tame? Because you assume it was there the whole time. The sheretz. So you also assume that the blood was there the whole time. Amalei b'shami zavol. I agree to you. That's the halacha. But my heifer's ben zuzu. What's the difference? Lezu yesh lo shalayim. Buy a basket has a shalayim, has a bottom. Since it has a bottom, the sheretz didn't fall out. It's here the whole time. Lezu and Lishlayim, but Isha has no bottom. So if the dam would have been, it would have fell out. By Sheretz, it could have been the whole time because there's no other place to fall out. But here, the dam, if it would have been there an hour ago, would have fell out. So therefore, she is only Tamei Mekan Laba. So this is clearly like the third Lashon, that the Pshat in the Isha, why we say she's only Tamei Mekan Laba, is because Ein Lishlayim, she has no bottom, and it comes right out. So the Gemara writes, the Rava says a fourth reason in Shammai why it's only Tom Mekan Laba. Rava Amar Taima the Shammai Mishum Bittel Pira Verivya. The reason is like this, that if we say every time she becomes Tomei, we say, oh yeah, you were Tomei for 20 hours. So now everyone's be scared to be Mishamish with his wife, because maybe she's Tomei. I don't see it, it's inside. So they're not going to be able to have any children anymore. You're always going to be parish from your wife. Therefore, they were not Choshish for this problem of that there's dam there from before. That's what Rava says. Taina machachiva brayse. That sounds like Rava. Amar Sham lehillel. Im kim vatalat bnei Yisrael pri rivya. If you're matami all tyrus to my freya, you're going to vatal bnei Yisrael pri rivya. So it's the first of brayse like Rava. So now the Gemara wants to say, how can we get out of these two brayses? The other shaynus, the other shaynus have dov, other pshatim shamai. What are we going to do with these brayses? So the Gemara, man the tani high lishna. Man the tani high lishna. Hatanya keich lishna. The Gemara is asking, let's say if you're Rava. Rava learns that Pshat in Beshami is Pri-Rivya. What do you do with the Braisa that says that in Isa to have a Dom Mekarav Asi? The first Braisa, it sounds like the third Pshat, that if she would have had a Dom, would have came out. And you could ask the same question on the first two Lashonis, what do they do with that Braisa? The question is, what do you do with the Braisa that sounds like that the reason why she's Tami is because the reason why she's Tahar is because it would have been Dom, you would have seen it. The Braisa says that. So what does the other Pshatim do with that Braisa? So Gemara says a teretz like this. Hasam hilo dukatoy. Hilo made a mistake in Pshat and Shammai. Who saw a time with the Shammai? Hilo thought the Pshat and Shammai was dem isa davadam mi ikara. He thought Pshat and Shammai was dem isa davadam mi ikara avasi. He thought Pshat and Shammai was that if there would be dam mi ikara, you would have seen it. The Kamaksh lay Kupa. And he asked him a question about Kupa. You see, by Kupa, even though you emptied it out, you didn't see it, still we say it was there from before. But Amalei and Shammai answers, no, it's not a dimion. It's not compared to. It's not a comparable to Kupa. Time and dimion, bitl perivya. First of all, I hold anyway, bitl perivya. Or the other reason, Chazako, or Margeshas. Lamai dika ta'is nami, you made a mistake, the Kamaksh is Kupa. You made a mistake. The reason is because you would have seen the dam, and you asked me a kashm Kupa. So I'll tell you it's anyway, not a dimnion. It's not comparable. Why? Lazu yesha shalayim, lazu en shalayim. Kupa has a bottom. And Isha does not have a bottom. So basically, how we're getting out of the rice is we're saying that Hill made a mistake in time of Shammai, and Shammai answered back, even if you're a mistake, I have a tarts. So I think more about it. And what do you do with the other rice that preview of you? What do you do with that rice? Well, man, Tony High Lishta, the ones who say the other shyness, Hi Tanya Kechlishta, Bishop of the Rivia. It's the first Braisa of Pri-Rivia. It says the reason is because that Shammai says the reason is because if you'd say she's Tamei Lumafreya, the husband's going to be Pirish. So Hoch Kamele Hillel Shammai. This is what Hillel tells Shammai. In time of Ka'amris, the Misav Adam Mekarva Asi. I hear what you're saying, Hillel tells Shammai. You know, the Misav Adam Mekarva Asi. But Mio, even for your reason, I say Siyagul Bracha. The other Pshatim will say, the Brites are saying like this. Hill is telling Shammai, good, you have a reason why only Mekan Laba. But what happened? I'll tell you another thing. What happened to making a Siyag? We always make, Kol Tarikul, we always make a Siyag. We always make like a Gzera. The Maishtava Kol Tarikul, the Vidin Siyag. And here was to make a Siyag, that everything told the last B'dikah should be Tamei. So Shammai answers back and came a talta of nice Shom Peri Rivya. If you make this gzeira, it's gonna backfire. Why? Then there's gonna be no Peri Rivya anymore. Vehillel says Peri Rivya mikamina. I didn't say to the husband. La Tyrus do kamina. I said that the Tyrus at Tommy. I never said that to the husband is Tommy Lamafreya. So Gemara says Veshamai la Tyrus namila. You can't even do La Tyrus. Then we can't leave Benoik by Pirish because if he hears, if people hear that all Tyrus that she is mishtamish with. If it comes Tomei, they're gonna get scared, they're gonna think that even Lemafreya, she's a chshash Tomei, and they're gonna be perish from her. Adkan the Gemara that four Pshatim and Shammai, and why it's only Mekan Laba. Four Pshatim again to Chaza very quickly is either there's a Cheskes Tyre on the Isha, or if Dan would have came earlier, she would have felt it, or if Dan would have came earlier, it would have came out. Or the fourth Pshat is because you're being vatal her from Pri-Rivya because the husband won't be nervous. Now comes a new Gemara, and since we spoke about Tumah V'Taira, about Shvatzim, we're going to continue with those in Yon. The Gemara gives a simon to remember the four Terutzim coming up, Shulayim, Bedukim, Mechusim, Bezavet, Simon. Talk to Gemara, Itma. We learned. It says, Kupa, Shasham, Shavet, Taira, Shavazu, you have this long basket that on one corner you used Tyrus, and then you emptied it. Then you found on the other corner, you found the sheretz after you emptied it. Chiski amar tahiris haris shoyna is tahiris. The stuff I took out earlier is tahar, and you're not choshish that the sheretz did the whole time. Because when the sheretz did the whole time, the sheretz is v'tame the kupa, and the kupa in turn is v'tame the tahiris. So Chiski says it's tahar. That it's tame. So when I was a kasha, didn't we just learn that Shammai and Hillel both agree, but Shammai and Hillel moidu be kupa the taharis shoynes tameis. Both of them agreed by a kupa that the first taharis are tame. So how can you say here it's a chavagis chizkin Rabbi Yechanan? Tanoim, both tanoim, I'm asking. So our answer is ki moidu Shammai and Hillel. When are Shammai and Hillel both agree? When did they both agree that's tame? Be kupa shoshlayim by a kupa that has a bottom. Since it has a bottom. So there, where the sheretz appear from? It must have been there the whole time. Keep pleading chizkin Rabbi Yechanan. Chizkin Rabbi Yechanan. Kupa she'en shleim. It was a basket that didn't have a bottom. So you can ask me, if it didn't have a bottom, how do you keep peiros in it? So Rashi says, it looks like a barrel that doesn't have a top and a bottom, and you put it to the side. Put it on the side, you could store stuff in it. So it didn't have shleim. So then, we say, when I tipped it over to empty out all the tomatoes, If the sheretz would have been there at that time, would have fell out. So if I'm finding sheretz there now, it must have came now. So Mar says that's the case. If it must have came now, in l'shalayim, my time v'yechanan. What's Rabbi Yechanan says is tamei. Yechanan says tamei. What do you mean? It doesn't have a bottom. And when we poured out the peiros, it would have came out. And if it's there now, it must have just came now. So the Gemara in l'shalayim doesn't have a bottom, but yesh lo agnayim. It has like a little lip around it. And the sheretz could have got, it was there made the whole time, it got caught in the lip. And Chizkiya holds, we're not choshish that it got caught in the lip. And we're saying that if it was there, it would have came out. So it must have came down. Therefore, Chizkiya holds is tahar. Because Chizkiya is not worried if it got caught on the lip of the barrel. Whereas a kasha on Chizkiya, v'atayut erbraisa, hamadla asorad liyamayim zahachazah. You're filling up a big bucket with water, and you take this little shep, the small keli, and you, ten times you went to the well and took out water. And the tenth time, you look into your cup, and you find the sheretz. You find the sheretz, the dead sheretz in the last one. Lach is, who tamei? This water I'm holding now is tamei, v'kul entire, but the other nine cups of water that I poured are tahar. V'arash lach is from Rav Yanai, that this halach aloishan u'ela she'en la agnayim. It's only if the Dili, if the shep, if the thing I was using to pour, did not have a lip. Then the whole water is tame because I worry the sheretz did the whole time. So we see a clear right to Rabbi Yechanan. Lame Chizki less than Rabbi Yanai. He's telling me Chizki is not holding Rabbi Yanai, and Chizki holds we're not choshish for getting caught in the lip. So Chizki's answer is that by Paris we're not scared, but by Mayim we are scared. What's the difference? Two differences. Maya sharke perle sharke. Mayim comes out very easy. So when you pour water out of the shep, you pour it, you know, lightly, and all the water comes out. And therefore, it's very possible the sheretz got caught on a lip. But peiros, they don't just slip out. You have to tip it over very good. And if you tip it over very good, the sheretz would have came out, even with a lip, the sheretz would have came out. Inami, not a teretz. Mayim, a couple of lao. Mayim, that's a makbid, if a little water gets left in there. But peiros, a couple of lao. I'm very makbid on peiros. So when I turned it out, I tumped it out very good. So the sheretz would have came out. If I found the sheretz there now, it must have came afterwards, because if it was there before, it would have came out. That's pshat in Chizkiya.